is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
In your devotion time, then you go, and by midday, it's not on your mind, but it's in your spirit, man. You're walking with Him. You know what I mean? You're walking in Him. That's real important, because ideas have to be or let me say it this way: thoughts are captured. Ideas are thoughts that are captured. Okay. Now, ideas have to be planted. Just like there are frequencies in that, I forget the number of thoughts that we have per day, but it's a bunch of them. It's a bunch. Whether you got a PhD or not, there's a bunch of thoughts, frequencies, that pass through our mind every day. Ideas are captured thoughts. You capture it. Now, the next step, if we want to see manifestation, we have to cultivate. You know how a cow has four stomachs, and they use the term chewing the cud? That's the term, right? A cow will chew and chew and chew and chew. That thing is passing through all those stomachs, but it'll chew and chew and chew till ain't nothing left to chew. It just chews. Sometimes we, especially when you know that God is speaking to you on a subject or something caught, you caught it. Don't just be a forgetful here now. You felt good. Hallelujah, you said amen, now you leave out full of the Holy Ghost, then by Monday or Tuesday, what was that? No, write it, let's be students.
Amen. Amen.
Write that word down, amen. Get it to where you not only remember it, but hide it in your heart.
Yes.
Because that idea has to be cultivated. You know, a garden has to be cultivated. You don't just throw a bunch of seed out and leave it. The worms will get it. The bugs will get it. The crows will get it. That's why you put scarecrows and stuff out in big cornfields. It's getting birds off because they're coming for it. You know, you just throw it out there. You don't cultivate it. You have to water it, irrigate it, see about it, make sure it gets enough light. When you get that, when you capture that idea, that thought, now begin to cultivate it. You know, this message that we had Sunday on the executive order, some of y'all should still be marinating in that. Hello? Matter of fact, all of us should. Subdue. A lot of people don't understand that we are here to subdue. God said that before anything, everything he created was good. But yet he told the man to subdue, to tread upon, to subjugate, to beat down, to take back, to imprison, all that. So ever before he created us, because everything else was perfect. The garden, everything was perfect. Here's the man there with a DNA to subdue. In a perfect environment. So whatever challenge you come up against, know already that God put in you the authority, the mindset, the heart, the ability to subdue it. Amen. How many know there's nothing too hard for God? Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for us. Amen. Amen. Because he made us that way. So understand that we're here to subjugate some things. It's in our DNA. And whatever domain that he's called you into that you are in, that's the domain in which you are to function and to subdue. Amen. When you get out from under your grace, it's miserable. It's hard. It's hard if you get out from under your grace and try to get under that person next to you, their grace. You don't have the grace for it. You have a grace for something. Your personality, who you are, you have a particular grace. You move in a certain way. You function in a certain way. You have a certain personality. God made you like that. Nobody else, listen, nobody has that vibration. No one ever has, and no one ever will. Just like your fingerprints, that's how God made you. So that's how uniquely, how fearfully and wonderfully you're made, and how God fits you into his economy. You got an assignment nobody else has. Amen. Okay, so back to ideas. Our captured thoughts, ideas have to take root. They have to be planted. That's why much of what we receive from God, you got to catch it. I'm telling you, there are times, I know when I'm studying or just going somewhere, and I'll see something, or you know what, whatever sense God may want to use, something will drop. And what I'll do, I'll try to catch it. I'll try to give some thought to it. You know, not just, oh, yeah. Because you know what? You lose it. And there have been times where God would drop stuff, and I let it go. But then I say, Lord, you said something to me, and I missed that thing. Would you bring it back to me? And over time, boom, in another situation, he'll bring it back. And then I'm catching it now. I'm going, okay, I'm going to give some time to this because God is speaking. And a lot of time when he drops that seed, that just that seed there, when you cultivate it, it opens something up to you. In the Word of God, instead of just reading, let me encourage you to get a Bible that you can run reference on. You can run reference. This reading is wonderful. When you start running reference, I mean, you just give time to the study. I mean, you know, not just trying to read. You know, reading is wonderful, and I encourage that. But when you start studying a particular subject and you start running reference, somewhere God going to speak to you. Amen. Somewhere something going to burst onto the horizon of your mind that you never saw before, or you never saw it like that before. And a lot of times that's God speaking to you. Amen. A rhema word, a revelation. That's where you get breakthroughs. That's where yokes get destroyed. That's where you get freed up. That's where you get discernment. Amen. Tell somebody, you got to pursue it. Can't be lazy. Can't be slothful. Read the Psalm 23 every morning. That's wonderful. But we need to be students. Students of the Bible. I have a wonderful book, and I'm just sharing this. I have a wonderful book at home on the book of Proverbs. It's written back in the 18th century. And it breaks down every verse in a very wonderful way. I mean, it's so much wisdom in it. But I love to refer to that and just, you know, see where my mind is going or where God wants me to go with, you know, kind of bouncing off the revelation of others. What is he saying? You understand what I mean? It's, read other books too. While we're on the subject, be a reader. Readers are leaders. We need to expand the horizon of our mind. The Bible is wonderful, and that's the best book. That's what we need to springboard everything else off of that we read. But it's not just your Bible. And you don't have any reference. You just read a verse. It's okay. There's enough in there for salvation. But if we really want to launch out into the things of God and be able to subdue and have dominion, then you really need to know who you are and what God says and what he's already given to us. Amen? So ideas are captured thoughts. Ideas planted and cultivated with thought will produce a fruit. Let me say it again. Ideas that are planted, you plant, you grab it. In other words, you're going to plant it in your mind, on the soil of your mind, and that idea, that God idea. Then you cultivate it, how? With more thought. Look up some words. Do some searching in the scriptures on what was said. Or what thought you had. And then, you know, run reference in that. And watch how God, as you cultivate it with thought, it will produce a fruit. It'll produce. It's not just to entertain us. It's for our life. And it will produce a fruit. There will be results. What ideas are, and that's why I say we're careful as to what we listen to. Ideas that I'm talking about are divine seeds. Because the blood is on your ear, you don't listen to the devil. I'm not saying that as a suggestion. I'm saying that as a reality. And you need to speak about things like that in that tense. Because the blood is on my ear. I don't care what I heard yesterday. I don't listen to the devil. Hello? No matter what's in your ear, I don't listen to the devil. Amen? Tell somebody right now, I don't listen to the devil. The blood is on my ear. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they don't follow. I don't know why I keep it. You need to start making some decrees. A stranger I do not follow. I know his voice. All right. So, ideas are divine seeds. Now, listen to this closely, because we're going to start to connect dots, because we're going somewhere with this. Ideas are divine seeds that can be cultivated, because we're going to create. Ideas are divine seeds that can be cultivated to create. We are in God's image, after his likeness. And therefore, we function like him. What was in God's heart and in his mind in the beginning, he said, light be. And what was there came. Let me say it again. Ideas are divine seeds that when or that can be cultivated to create. All right. I want to read you a verse here in Matthew. I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible, Matthew chapter 12, and verse, starting at verse 33, just a few verses, Matthew 12, 33 to 37. You can read along even if you have the King James. It doesn't matter what this. This is the Amplified Bible, and Matthew 12, verse 33, says, either make the tree sound, healthy and good, and its fruit sound, healthy and good, or make the tree rotten, diseased and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased and bad. For the tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit. Thank you for listening.
To order today's message or for more information about our church,